The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
On the evening of September 11th, 2001, members of Congress stood side by side on the steps of the Capitol.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Among them, San Francisco Congresswoman and now Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, who joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Speaker Pelosi, good morning. Take us back 25 years. You were in Washington. How did you first learn of the attacks?
I was in the Capitol. Good morning, Steve. Thank you for your bringing memory to those who lost their lives and those who saved lives that day. We were in the Capitol having an appropriations meeting, and the TV was on. We saw a plane hit the building and thought an accident until we saw and then saw the second plane hit the second building and knew that America was under attack. It was traumatic beyond words. We were dispensed from the Capitol because there was fear that it would be a target as well. As we went to our offices, we saw that the Pentagon smoke was coming from the Pentagon. It was beyond a description how horrifying it was to see the people who knowing that people had lost their lives in all of this. What's wonderful to see is, though, the memory is the reading of the names, because those names are people who were victims of the attack, but also saviors, people who had saved lives. Our first responders were so heroic. They were nobility, and their families lost so many of them who did save many lives. Nearly 3,000 tragic. We pray for them every day, not just on the anniversary. But we also know that many lives were saved because of their heroism.
Speaker Pelosi, it's believed that Flight 93, which was coming here to San Francisco, was going to be crashed into the Capitol before those on board took over the plane and crashed it in Pennsylvania. Do you have any doubt that those heroes on Flight 93 saved many lives that day?
Oh, there's no question. Their heroism. Well, we had a ceremony in the Capitol later for those who were on that flight, and we had the flight attendants and all those who knew them, who worked with them, who might have been on that flight, be present so we could thank them for the heroism of the crew who just got the message, knew what was happening, and made the decision they would crash before they would have a chance to hit the White House or the United States Capitol. It's horrible, but when you go to the Capitol, you can see that plaque to them as a tribute, as a remembrance, but nothing will bring them back. And so we vehemently pray for them. What's important now is that we remember that people died that day, people got sick that day, but people continue to be sick. So the unity that developed on the steps of the Capitol in a bipartisan way is saying, God bless America. Please, God, continue to bless America as we try to meet the needs of the people affected that day. That continues to be a challenge for us. One of my greatest mementos that being Speaker of the House was receiving the white fire chief's hat brought to me by the firefighters of New York for the work that we did in Congress to meet the health needs of the survivors of 9/11.
Speaker Pelosi, you've been an outspoken supporter of first responders, the victims and their families. Of course, many are still ill. We've now lost more people to 9/11 illnesses than we lost on 9/11. That fight for their health continues today. Can you tell us about those efforts?
Well, the fight continues today. It is not just the first responders, as they are our top priority. It's others who were in the area who came in. My own daughter, Alexandra, she went there to make sandwiches, all the rest to help out. And we always wonder what happened to so many other people who were not identified. But it shouldn't be a fight. It should be a given that we would recognize that there are needs, that needs continue, and the impact of not only the trauma, which is a concern in itself, but in the physical illnesses that people have, much of a cancer from being present that day. So it is very, very important. I was pleased that we passed the DROGA 9/11 Health and Appreciation Act, Compensation Act for them, but the needs continue. And the needs continue to meet the needs of the families in terms of their concerns about justice being done after 9/11.
Speaker Emerita.
They're concerned about Saudi Arabia and the rest of that.
Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, we appreciate you joining us on KCBS today to share your memories of that terrible day 25 years ago. Thank you for joining us. Your KCBS Newswatch continues now on this 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, ABC News Morning Drive anchor Sherry Preston. Sherry, good morning. You know, you and I just reminiscing off the air. I guess it's been 25 years since we've known each other, because I first met you when I was brought to New York to help with ABC's coverage of 9/11. So my, how time flies, right?
Absolutely. 25 years. Yeah, it was a crazy day, night. It really was. I had started at ABC News just 6 months prior to that and had a three-month-old baby at home at the time, and went home and thought I was going to be hanging out with the baby, and quickly saw what was happening, woke my husband up. We spent our time scrambling to the rooftop of our Hoboken apartment building and watched as the buildings burned, and then as one tower fell and then the other tower fell, and you know, the little baby in their car seat, and then scrambled to try to make it into New York, which finally happened later that night. But yeah, the whole city just had that acrid smell to it throughout the day, and the missing posters everywhere is something I remember. Probably you too.
Yeah, I tell you, that's the thing that really grabs me is the people who would come up mm-hmm. to us near Ground Zero, and there's that term again that I don't like, but I use it anyway, handing us flyers of their loved ones. Have you seen my dad? Have you seen my aunt? Have you seen my brother? And of course, we hadn't, and we knew we wouldn't.
Exactly. And that's what I kept saying. Whenever I would see one of those or somebody would hand them one of them to you, all I kept thinking was maybe this person made it out. You know, maybe this person made it out. And there was long lines of people who needed to donate blood, who you know, wanted to donate blood. They didn't need as much blood as they thought they were going to need, if you recall, because the number of injuries weren't as many as the number of people who were actually killed. But another thing that struck me at that day is many people thought that there would be many more people who had died in the towers, I think because it was earlier in the morning than if it was fully loaded at around noontime. But that and also the acrid smell in the air that lingered for months, for a long time, you could really smell that. But the pile itself, we had an apartment building that overlooked the pile at ABC, and we had a radio studio set up in one of the bedrooms of that apartment. And that was another thing. You'd walk out and there would be a camera on it. The camera was positioned on the pile for I don't know how long. It seemed like months.
Yeah. Remember, we ABC sublet that apartment, and that was kind of our bureau there in lower Manhattan. We have audio coming from the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. For folks who've never been there, tell us why that museum is so important to those who didn't experience 9/11. Perhaps they weren't born until after 9/11. Tell us why it's so important.
I think it gives a sense of what it was like. You know, you have the big footprints. When you're down there, you're kind of amazed at how massive these buildings were. And that's important to try to explain to somebody how tall these buildings were and how big they were. But the 9/11 Museum is so moving with the displays that they have there, the girder that was there at the time. They have all the origami that Japanese school kids had made for the people of New York. So many things that are there that are a reminder of what it is. It is kind of sad when you think about a third of the country doesn't remember or wasn't old enough to remember 9/11, but yet it's still being taught in schools, and they're still telling us and reminding us why it is so important that it is. So if it's one place you're going to visit in New York, it's a good place to start. It really is.
ABC Sherry Preston, a voice you know and trust every morning at the top and bottom of the hour here on KCBS. We're so glad that you could join us for a few minutes this morning. Sherry, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I'll remember you 25 years ago.
Yeah, boy, we were all a lot younger then. Sherry Preston, live in New York this morning.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.